Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm Lauren Elizabeth, and today we are going to be talking all about how our physical and our mental health go hand in hand, mostly when it comes to anxiety and bloating. And if you're, I don't know, like basically a normal human slash girl, you have probably dealt with both of these things. They are completely linked, but I have a solution for you guys. And if you've been listening to the podcast, you know I've always said Array is one of my mood boosters. And so I reached out to the two founders, Sif and Nish from Array, and I wanted to chat with them all about their two hero supplements, the Debloat supplement and the Calm supplement. And honestly, we had such an amazing and fun conversation. I think you guys are going to really enjoy it, but also learn a lot. It's not going to be boring, you guys, just because we're like scientists now and we talk about gut health. Like, calm down. This is still Mood with Lauren Elizabeth, but I'm super excited to introduce you guys to them. They founded Array on a simple principle to help women feel their best so they can be their best, which is what we're all about here. And Sif, one of the co-founders, struggled with health issues for years and turned to natural remedies as a last resort, whereas Nish comes from a tech background, so he knows that health and wellness is something that's not really talked about enough. So we are going to talk about all things anxiety, stress, fatigue, bloating, all these things that are totally, completely linked, and I think you guys are really going to love it. So in order to get into that, we obviously have to get into best mood and worst mood of the week. My best mood of the week was being a little bit social again as the, you know, vaccines are rolling out and things are opening up. It honestly, as someone who loves being at home and like loves being a homebody and like, I don't even know if I'm an introvert or an extrovert, honestly, at this point. And like, nor do I really give a fuck. Like, I am who I am. Okay. That was really aggressive, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, you guys. I don't know. All I know is that I need socialness in my life. What am I saying? Oh my gosh, you guys, I've been doing this thing lately where I forget words. It's fine. We're fine. All I know for sure, as Oprah would say, is that I need to be social, and it doesn't need to be too much. And I feel like we're all going to kind of figure out this balance after like not seeing anyone for a year, which is just insane. I mean, who would have thunk 2 years ago that we'd all have like quarantine fatigue, anxiety, pandemic. Oh my gosh. But it's just like finding this balance of like, okay, so we can kind of leave the house now, and like getting out is such a mood booster. But like then I get really tired because I'm a little bit out too much. But honestly, it definitely was my best mood of the week after kind of like going back into like a mini quarantine that I talked to you guys about the week prior. Oh my gosh, it was so nice to get out of the house because it was almost that feeling of like when we first started quarantining, like we didn't know how long it was going to be. It's not like someone was like, hey, let's flatten the curve for 2 weeks. Just kidding. Like it was 12 months, you know? So after like knowing what we've already been through the past 12 months, like going back into just a few days of quarantine, I was going to lose my mind. So obviously I've tested negative for COVID. I don't have COVID. I'm very safe. Getting vaccinated. And it is just so nice to be able to feel like the world has like all this other purpose in life, like in just talking to people and just like being out and about. in like a social way. Like I've been to restaurants, I've been going indoor dining, like still being very super safe. And so like finding this kind of balance, it definitely makes me really, really tired, but that does not suffice as a worse mood. Like I got home at 1 o'clock in the morning for the first time in probably a year, and I woke up and I felt like I was hit by a bus. But it was worth it because then you have all these little pockets of best moods throughout the week. And then when I lay in bed and watch TV, I don't feel as guilty anymore. It feels like a real treat. So it's like this double best mood of like being social was the treat. But then also now, like the excitement that I get to get home and get in bed and like watch TV. Like when I finish recording this podcast episode, I'm going to be taking a shower and honestly probably starting to watch TV because it feels like a freaking treat. I also probably should have recorded this podcast episode before I went to Pilates because now I feel completely depleted and exhausted, but it's good. Physical activity is good. Endorphins are real. My worst mood of the week was, one of these days on this podcast, we are going to figure out, as a community, this is not a personal problem, this is our problem, we are going to figure out if I get irritable because it's my time of the month, or if I just get irritable because it is yet another worst mood. And guys, it is like I'm not even getting that irritable. I think this is such like a good moment for us to all like really reflect on how hard we are on ourselves, because the fact that like I'm even making this my worst mood, it's like I wasn't even that irritable. I think like maybe just like on a normal human level, but like we're so hard on ourselves that we try to make something out of nothing. And I'm not just like saying that because obviously I have to pick a worse mood. Like it's genuinely something I noticed. I'm not just like picking the worst of my moods and making it that. Like genuinely, I was getting like really frustrated that I was so irritable. And like, I think as long as we're like conscious of how we're feeling, and we always talk about honoring our feelings, and it's like, I'm not going to honor being irritable by like being a bitch to my family members. But it definitely was like something I noticed where I was like, okay, I'm definitely feeling irritable, and I don't want to, because it doesn't feel good, like snapping at people or like rolling my eyes. Like, and obviously I don't do it to people I don't know, but like, you know, if like someone I know says something stupid, I'm just like, ugh, eye roll. Like, it doesn't feel good. It feels juvenile. It feels selfish. And it's, you know, it's not something that I like feeling in general. So I think it's more of a worse mood in a sense of like, it's frustrating because like you also judge and shame yourself for your worst mood. And I think irritability and like frustration and those moods are stuff that definitely affects other people as well as it affects ourselves. So it's always, I think as someone that's a people pleaser, like it's one thing if I'm having anxiety and I'm like dealing with it all internally, but if I'm irritable, then like it's usually directed at like other things. And so it's so frustrating. And so I'm very much hoping that this week I don't have these like little like irritable spells. And I mean, literally watch me come back on this podcast next week and I'm like, oh, you guys, Aunt Flo is just on her way. And it could just be such a simple solution. But I think when we're in it, it's so easy to kind of like try to figure it out and like, what's going on? And like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm feeling this way. Like, what's going on with me? And in reality, hindsight is literally always 20/20. And you're like, oh, it was just Aunt Flo. And I'm not someone who says aunt, but like, just on a side note, I'm from Chicago. And so I say aunt. And I feel like that's very annoying for a podcast. So I'm going to pretend I'm someone that's really classy and says aunt. Moving on. Speaking of finishing this episode and getting in bed and watching TV, you know, as the world becomes increasingly uncomfortable, we're all looking for as much comfort as we can get. I mean, for me, it's literally getting irritable and like wanting to go in my room and close my door and watch TV without anyone bothering me and lay in bed. And like that, my friends, is a mood booster. And the one thing I literally can always count on is how comfortable my Purple mattress is. That's because Purple is comfort reinvented. Only Purple has The Grid, a stretchy gel material that's amazingly supportive for your back and legs while cushioning your shoulders, neck, and hips. I don't know how it does it, you guys, but it's fantastic. Everyone that comes over and sleeps in my guest bedroom, which is also Purple, says it is the best night's sleep of their lives. It's the most comfortable mattress in the world. And I'm like, yeah, no, I know. The Grid bounces back as you move and shift. Unlike memory foam, which remembers everything, that's why memory foam has crates and divots. So I sleep on the Purple mattress in my bedroom. You've probably seen it on my YouTube channel. And obviously we have the one in the guest bedroom, and it is just a family and friend favorite. We are all absolutely obsessed. It was such a game changer once I switched to the Purple pillows as well, because it's like my whole body was so amazing and so comfortable. But then like my neck and like shoulders and stuff would get really uncomfortable. So once I switched to the Purple Pillow, everything was taken care of. And it's just like, my bed is my oasis. It's my everything. And I love that I don't have to sleep with an ugly fan in my room on anymore, because it's really annoying to have to like move that out of the way for Instagram pictures as well. And with the Purple mattress, I don't get hot at night when I sleep. I took the fan out of my room when I moved to my new house with my new Purple. And right now, you can try Purple Mattress risk-free. With free shipping and returns, financing is available too. Purple really is comfort for an uncomfortable world. Right now, you'll get 10% off any order of $200 or more. Go to purple.com/mood10 and use promo code mood10. That's purple.com/mood10, promo code mood10 for 10% off any order of $200 or more. purple.com/mood10, promo code mood10, terms apply. Speaking of Pilates, like I was earlier, that's definitely one of my mood boosters this week. And I thought it would actually be a good little kind of thing to bring up before our conversation with the Array founders, because I actually was discussing with them how I have chronic joint pain and stuff like that, which I've definitely mentioned on the podcast before. And it's funny because once I switched back to Reformer's Pilates, because obviously you can do Pilates on a mat, you can do Pilates at home, and it's really great, especially with like the world we've been living in, to be able to like get in like an at-home workout. But doing Pilates on the Reformer, it was recommended to me back when I was in high school and really, really struggling as a form of physical therapy. And ever since I started doing Pilates on a Reformer twice a week, it's just seriously changed my posture. And like, obviously, it's really toned me up, giving me those long, lean lines, Pilates bodies all the way. I absolutely love the way my body looks when I do Pilates. It's so slow. It's so thoughtful. And it really, it doesn't feel like one of those like, like, it just is such a more calming workout, like I've said before. And I've just noticed that I really haven't been having any chronic pain flare-ups since I actually switched to Reformer Pilates, which is something that is really kind of just disheartening when you're working out and you're trying to do the right thing and then like your body is like completely aching and you're waking up in the middle of the night afterwards. So I'm totally mood boosted that I'm feeling strong, but also not having to deal with that freaking chronic pain. And I'm sure if you're listening to this episode, especially specifically, maybe you're kind of looking for something like that, since we talk a little bit about like health issues and stuff in this issue. And so if you've never tried Pilates on a Reformer, I highly suggest it. If you're someone that gets like really sore, has bad joints, maybe you just want to try a different kind of workout, I just really, really highly recommend it. And I've been absolutely loving it. It's such a mood booster, just like feeling strong and confident and not having to deal with pain later on, especially. I hate to say it, but it's that time of year too, where another mood booster of mine has been shopping. And I know that, like, you know, shopping is that double-edged sword where you're like, I'm spending money, so it's not really a mood booster. But like, you guys, we have been literally locked inside for the past 12 months and I'm busting out. Like, I'm busting out of my sweatpants. And literally my best friend from home, our group chat now is named Stunton, because I'm just stunting on everyone. Like, catch me outside, I'll be stunting. Like, I don't want to see anything less than your best, ladies. We have been stuck inside for way too long. We have wasted a year of our lives. And like, let's get out there. Like, let's get after it. I am fully just literally wearing whatever I want, looking cute as hell all the time. But like, obviously, I've spent most of my small shopping budget that I've allotted myself over the past 12 months on sweatpants. So a really big mood booster has been just honestly kind of going for it and just being like, you know what, I'm gonna get the dress instead of the white t-shirt, because I already have a million white t-shirts. Whereas like, normal Lauren is like, you know what, just stick to what you know. But we're busting out, you guys. 2020 changed us, and it changed us for the better. And so a huge mood booster for me was like, literally me and my cousin just sitting on our computers online shopping all day yesterday. I honestly only got a few things, but because I'm trying to like control myself. I know I get like really, really excited when like new clothes start coming out for a season, but then like, you know, like a month later, like even more stuff comes out. So I'm trying to pace myself. I'm trying to be smart. You know, it's not an easy thing to be a smart shopper, especially when you're someone like me that likes immediate gratification. But I'm so excited to just like bust out of, I don't know, I guess right now my closet, because that's where I've been recording lately, and just like wear some fire fits. Like, I wore this really cute dress the other week. And like, sometimes, honestly, you guys, confidence, yes, it starts from within, but like, there's nothing better than looking fly. There's nothing better. And I've never used the word fly, but that's how serious I'm taking this, you guys. I need you all to look fresh and fly, stunt out of here, stunt on them. And I don't know, treat yourself, you know, buy yourself a new top. Raise your hand if you've ever said the word or the phrase, I just need more tops. I just need more tops. Why do we always need more tops? Like, that's not a mood booster. It's like going to get dressed and being like, oh, I need more tops. I don't understand how we always have the same mission to get more tops, yet we never have tops. What is going on? That's why I'm saying spring is the time to wear cute dresses. Be a cute bitch. Buy yourself a floral dress. We're never going to have any tops that we like. Let's just call it a day on tops. Still, obviously, I'm looking for cute tops. Send me any cute tops you see. Buy the dress. Okay? This is your sign. This is it. And then my last mood booster has been just a little bit of casual healthy eating. I've been doing a lot of smoothies and juices and just like fresh food lately. Maybe it's because my brother was out of town for a little bit, but I don't know. It's just been feeling really great. And I've been really back on that lemon water game. It's really a mood booster. I did two hydro flasks. That's the S that I needed. I did two hydro flasks yesterday of iced lemon water, and I do like the big hydro flask. I mean, hydro flask is always my mood booster. I think water. I feel like I've been maybe, dare I say, glowing a little bit because I've been drinking so much water. I don't know, guys. I don't know. There's something in the water. It's lemon. Spoiler. And it's just, I'm feeling very parched right now, and it's like in order to boost my mood and stay hydrated, it's the lemon water. I feel like when literally, you guys, the sun starts coming out, the weather's getting better, and it's like you just want to eat fresher and you want to drink more water and have lemon water and you just feel good from the inside out. See, guys, I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back from talking about shopping to talking about taking care of your insides. Oh my God, I can't talk today. Insides with nutritious and delicious snacks and food. Mostly snacks, because let's be honest, I can't really have a fully nutritious meal because I like pizza, I like pasta. But what I can do and what I can meet you in the middle on is snacks. I've been doing almonds. I have these really good Public Goods almonds that I'm going to post on Instagram story because they're the best almonds that I've ever had. There's this Everything But the Bagel seasoned nut mix from Trader Joe's that is absolutely incredible. I mean, it still has a lot of salt in it, but whatever, I digress. Then I've been doing regular almonds. I don't know why I'm having a thing with almonds lately. Super easy. Saqqara detox bars. Love it. Had one right before this. Hydro flask, lemon water. Get yourself a little green juice. Okay. I'm clearly out of control this week. Obviously, another mood booster has just been getting back to work and like just being so freaking good at just crushing it on the laptop. And whether you work for yourself or you're part of a team, it's honestly time to get creative. You need to make your online presence and your business stand up from the rest with issue. I mean, first impressions are everything, you guys. Like, literally, we are creatures of habit. And, like, we judge books by their cover. So make the cover pretty, okay? Obviously, the inside's got to be good, too. But it's like, if you can, just make the cover pretty, you know what I mean? Maybe it's time to post on your website, share to your Instagram. Maybe you've been seeing my Instagram stories lately, and you're like, oh, my God, they look so clean and sleek and professional. Mm-hmm. Issue is the all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital content, from marketing materials to magazines to flipbooks and to brochures and more. PDFs are honestly outdated, you guys, and Issue makes content better. They also work seamlessly with tools you already use like Canva, Dropbox, and InDesign. Make it once and distribute it everywhere without reformatting. Your content is already optimized for engagement and ready to share. Issue helps creators, marketers, designers, and anyone who wants to make content that stands out. And you can start using Issue for free. They also offer premium features that gives a more customized experience. I'm telling you guys, you gotta step it up. It's so easy to like make everything look so sleek and seamless and professional and just put your best foot forward online all on your own with Issue. Get started with Issue today for free. And if you sign up for a premium account, you'll get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use promo code MOOD. That's issuu.com/podcast and use promo code MOOD at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account. That's issue.com/podcast with promo code MOOD. Okay, guys, I'm going to bring out the founders of Array and we're going to have a super fun conversation I think you guys are going to love. So let me know on Instagram @moodwithlaurenelizabeth. Make sure to follow along for updates. Let me know what you guys think of this week's episode. Feel free to subscribe, rate, review the podcast, and let's jump into this week's current mood combo. Okay, guys, so we are here with essentially two people that created one of my biggest mood boosters. And I literally have talked about you guys, especially especially throughout like the past year because of 2020, between the mood and the calm pills and the deep bloat pills. And this is essentially a part of my like grand plan to just have you guys come on the podcast so you send me more. Like, I literally was sitting in bed the other day and I was like, oh, I need to order more like bloat pills. And I was like, wait a second, they're coming on the podcast. What if I just really just talk them up and then slyly give them my address at the end? Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is what I do with my time. I'm kidding.
This is a great strategy.
It truly is. This is such a good strategy. Yeah,
so much free product coming your way.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? I literally swear by them. And it's so like, for me, it's like, okay, I understand how like people like, you know, like start their careers and their businesses, but it's like getting into something that you literally digest into your body seems like one of the hardest things to just like navigate into personally. Cause I'm just like, I don't like, there's so much to that. Obviously, yes, like branding and marketing and like passion, like that stuff's all great. But like, you guys literally created something that I fully trust putting into my body. And I'm not gonna say that like, I have like a high standard of what I put in my body, but it's still like it's a trustworthy thing, you know? So I need to know before we talk all things like deep bloating and anxiety, how you guys even got to this place.
Well, should I start?
Oh, this is a good story. Yeah, you start.
So like I guess I won't really get into like the backstory of why exactly we started. It's like a whole thing. Like I had issues with my immune system and all of this. But essentially, like Nish and I noticed this white space in the wellness world whereby, you know, we would go to Sephora or whatever, you know, skincare place, beauty place that we'd go to, and I'd very easily be able to find a lot of products for skincare, like, you know, under eye circles, hyperpigmentation, whatever. Nish would be stealing my skincare. It was very easy for him to steal my skincare, but it was like a whole thing for him to steal supplements and actually find like the right ones for like the actual, like, you know, specific solutions that he was looking for, you know? And when we noticed that, we're like, okay, we want to come up with like really efficacious products, which kind of simplify wellness the same way that skincare is also simplified. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like why we started.
Yeah, essentially, like what was happening is that when Sif was really sick, she had this kind of chronic cough that ended up where she ended up fracturing her rib. And when that happened, yeah, it was actually the most insane thing. And when that happened, she went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, okay, I'm gonna prescribe you some codeine now. And so that was the kind of turning point where Sif was essentially like, okay, why don't we go and find some healthy ways to live a better life, essentially. And so, you know, she was experimenting all kinds of things to find like supplements that would make her feel better, whether it was for immunity or energy or whatever that might be. And then
like all these different ingredients.
And she ended up building like this apothecary where essentially there were so many different supplements and like, trying out all these different things. And whenever you would go travel, I was the one carrying all these supplements. I'm like, what is in this? Like, what? Why are we carrying so many capsules? Like, what are you doing here? And one time we were on a trip going to Paris where I said, okay, like I'm also not feeling my best. So, like, you know, let me see what you have in this bag of yours. I started kind of trying some of this stuff out. And I was like, wow, this stuff really, really works. And so from there, it was kind of this place where I would always be asking, okay, look, Sif, like I'm feeling stressed out. Give me something for this. Or like, you know, I've had too much beer to drink. Like, what do I do now? Like, and so she always
isn't that how we always get into wellness, you know what I mean? Like, you start getting a little older, you get a little more hungover, and you're like, okay, let me get out the poison in my body really quick with like, but then when it's like you're sick, you're like, oh, like let me go to the doctor, like, you know what I mean? And it's so interesting that that's like kind of your backstory, because when I was in high school, and like people that have followed me for a long time know, and I don't really talk about it as much anymore just because like moving to LA has really changed my lifestyle so much, but I was always in the hospital. I was always sick, like chronic autoimmune stuff. It was like, there was one point where I got my blood taken at the doctor and like my white blood cell count was so low. It was like almost bordering on like what someone would have with like cancer. Yet you leave the doctor and there's like, oh, but there's nothing wrong with you. And So it's so interesting too, that's kind of a similar journey that, I mean, obviously I did not fracture a rib. That's absolutely insane. But it is such a turning point where it's like, here, either take this like crazy medicine. And like, I got to that point too, where I thought, wait, I'm taking all these random medicines and nothing's really helping me at all. And for me, it was different. I just gave up because I was also really young and like, I didn't know it. Like this was, you know, back in the day, like no one knew anything. I was like in high school and coming to LA and realizing the more natural wellness stuff, like that's kind of a similar thing to me. And I think that's why I resonate so much with your products, because for me, I feel like a lot of people don't realize how much their mental health is also intertwined with their physical health. Like, yes, we know that, you know, when we're stressed, we get tired or a headache, whatever, but you, like, it really, it affects your gut. And like, whenever even, you know, my brother is breaking out on his forehead, I'm like, you know, you could literally just have acne because you're stressed. Like, and it's all like in our gut and stuff. And so between Calm and Deep Bloat, I'm like, this is my shit. Like, does it solve like all of my like energy problems? But let me tell you, it solves my main two issues, which are like, I hate the feeling, because when I get bloated, and if I'm having like a really bad, I don't really get it anymore because my lifestyle is so much healthier, but if I'm like so prone to bloating and like inflammation, but to the point where like if you touch my skin, like it hurts. Like I used to not be able to hug my little brother because it would feel like my whole body was bruised, kind of like a quote unquote fibromyalgia undiagnosed. And so it's interesting now with my healthier lifestyle, I still get that bloat though from all that stress and stuff. And your guys's product is insane. And it's, I know it's non-addictive, because it's not a laxative, it's not addictive, but I will say I'm addicted to it, and it's placebo addiction. You know what I mean? So why did you pick those two to go into after like those being? Because like for me, like my, you know, chronic issues were like pain and like fatigue, and so like, you know, with marketing too, I'm sure you guys being in that space, it's like I see something that's like, have a flat stomach and have so much energy and never be stressed again. And I'm like, $50 for each, sign me up. So like, you know what I mean? It's like, and part of me is like, Lauren, like this is like all marketing. So it's like, how did, I mean, I have so many questions, but like, how did you, I guess, first pick those two to be like the supplements you guys launch with?
Well, I think it was like, it was such a process because I personally have like a lot of food sensitivities, and I was constantly dealing with digestive issues. I'd speak to my friends, Nish would speak to his friends, and this was like a common thread. Like everyone was, had some sort of issue with digestion, bloated. And if they weren't bloated, they were anxious. And most people were both, right? Like I was constantly bloated and anxious. And, you know, I started being able to troubleshoot certain things. But then when I remember when it came down to creating Array and having that idea, we were like, we have to create something for bloat. And if we can, anxiety too, like actually like really good quality products, which are in all natural. So when we started speaking to doctors to like have them formulate it, one of the most common things we heard was that this isn't just something that we were imagining, that me and all my girlfriends and all our girlfriends were bloated and anxious. It's actually something that most women deal with. Like,
well, actually it's also that, but also bloat and anxiety go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So like literally these issues are so widely known amongst people because they literally also take place in combination. Whenever you feel anxious, your body goes into fight or flight mode, which literally slows down your digestive system. And then once your digestive system slows down, you feel more anxious. And it's like this viral downward loop. And so creating both these products just makes so much sense, because if you're bloated, you're anxious. If you're anxious, you feel bloated. And so solving both is the only way to kind of solve these holistically, or at least help the symptoms of them holistically. And so we said, okay, we have to come up with a bloat and it's, you know, anxiety or calm supplement, because that's the way to kind of help
these. And I feel like it's so funny too, because I think that wellness is becoming so much more popular that like, unless you literally have a sister or like a girlfriend or wife, like guys literally like silently, I feel like, struggle with this. Like even my ex-boyfriend would complain all the time about his stomach. And there was like, after doing the food sensitivity test and after going to the doctor, like the gastrointestinal, like everything, it's like you kind of just get to this point where you're like, you're so stressed out and your stomach always hurts. Like, when is everyone just going to realize that this stuff genuinely goes hand in hand? It's like, you guys, like, literally when you're saying this stuff, I'm like, yes, thank you, yes. Like, it, because it's true. And it's like, we're all fucking anxious as hell. And then everyone's like so concerned, like so shocked when like their stomach is the first thing to kind of, you know, start like puffing out and like all that stuff. And it's like, hello, you know?
All of this, like, Lauren, it's not just bloating and anxious, like your energy levels, your mental focus, like all of this goes hand in hand. And I think the first thing is just like come to terms with why it's kind of happening. And then it's like, there's actually some really easy ways to be able to reduce the symptoms of it, solve them in a very holistic, very natural way. These aren't hard things to solve, but if you don't know, sorry.
Yeah. And also the other thing is that I find that, you know, people deal with bloating or like whatever symptoms that people deal with, you go to a doctor and it's like, they'll give you, or like, you know, they'll tell you like take Pepto-Bismol or like whatever it is, you know, like take Tylenol, like all these sorts of like over the counter, like drugs essentially at the end of the day, whereby there's like really beautiful ways to solve this through natural remedies. And like, we just wanted to create a world where women would, and people, in fact, not just women, like people would stop going to the drugstore and buying things and putting it into their body over and over again, like becoming reliant on these things too. And that's also the thing behind Array. Like, as you said, it's non-addictive because we didn't want to create products where, you know, there's this common thing in wellness that, oh yeah, yeah, I'm taking it and I hope it's good for me, right? No, we actually wanted to
create
things that, you know, you felt the difference after taking it, and you could take it when you need it. So we're here for you, but we're not here to force you to take our product every day either.
Well, that's the thing I love is like, I feel like when I take the deep bloat pill, like, especially because I love on the bottle too, I think it says something like take two if you're feeling bloated, take three if you just had a lot of pizza. And I'm like, okay, well, what if it's kind of like always a little bit of a combination of the pizza? Like, you know, I'm like, what if I'm always eating the pizza? But like, it's interesting because it's more of like a mental thing for me when I'm taking it, where I'm like, do I really need it? Or do I just like kind of like, is it like that placebo thing where I'm like, I just feel so good after I take it. But you know, it's like, I don't maybe necessarily need it. So when I do take it, though, it's like I wake up the next day, and because I take it at night after I eat, and if I have like John and Vinny's like delivery, and me and my brother just go ham, and I'll wake up the next morning and I will just feel so much better. But then when I go back to kind of like eating healthy and being more focused on, you know, my diet and everything, I don't need it. And it's not like I feel like I'm like missing out on like, let's say like a quote unquote skinny pill. Like, you know what I mean? And I think that's probably like a common misconception of like, oh, I think something that if I were you, I know that I would probably get is, why do people need to not be bloated? Like, we should love our bodies. And I think that that's kind of the conversation we're having is like, it's not about that. Am I right?
Totally. And actually, like, one of the first things that we kind of wanted to get out there, even just internally, was that this was a product we wanted to make safe for everyone. And it's not a thing about image or like, you know, how you look. It's more so about how you feel, because honestly, I mean, it's a different thing being like the terminology for bloating when it comes to like maybe like a little bit of weight gain, mm-hmm. which we don't care about, you know, like we're not there to help you lose weight. Like, you should be, you know, happy with whatever body, do whatever you need to do. But for us, it's more so about like how you feel, you know. Like, I have had like food sensitivity issues to the point where I would go to date night and like, you know, be doubled over in like pain. And I just wanted a solution for myself and people like me to be able to eat, whether that's like a vegetable bowl or a pasta, like eat what you want, just have optimized digestion, because you deserve that. And unfortunately, like the world that we live in, the ingredients, the kind of quality of food has unfortunately had an impact on our digestive system and how we're kind of breaking down that food. And we just wanted to be able to help.
Yeah, I think that like for me, whenever I like complain about being bloated, it's like it genuinely has nothing to do with what I look like. It's that feeling. And it's like even just thinking of that feeling, like, oh, it's I don't know why it's so weird. It's like I have like chronic pain, but like bloating is like for some reason one of the worst feelings in the world, because it also is, like you were saying earlier, it's so attached to your like mental health. When you were saying like, if you're anxious, you're bloated, if you're bloated, you're anxious, and then you're bloated, so it's like it makes you more tired and more anxious. Like, it totally is true. It's just it's one of the worst feelings. And so it's you guys coming into my life and finding your guys' supplements, it was such a no-brainer for me. And I've tried other stuff. And, you know, even back in the day, it was like something of the Smooth Move tea, which I'm sure you're familiar with. And that's straight up a laxative tea. And that's not, you know, that's not the solution. Cause also that like made my stomach hurt even more the next day when it was time to smoothly move. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's not good. And like your guys' product is genuinely like actually makes you feel better. It's not like this like detox where it's like hard and like you have to like get through it. It's like you said, you're at dinner, you're doubled over and like it makes you feel better. And mentally just like the placebo of like knowing I have this tool and knowing I have this solution is just like, then you don't have to get anxious about like, oh, what am I going to do when I go out to date night? And like, I don't want to feel this way. It's like, boom, it's in my nightstand, locked and loaded. I mean, I haven't been able to feel that the past 2 weeks because I ran out. quick break to talk to you guys about Article, my absolute favorite place to shop for furniture online. You guys know I love Article. I have my favorite ottoman from them that I use for everything under the sun, from a nightstand to a real ottoman to a side table, like everything. We have our backyard furniture from Article, and the sun is shining and so is Article in my life. Guess what? And this is where it gets tricky, you guys, because Article's new outdoor collection is here, and I just moved into a new backyard. And I just bought backyard furniture from Article last year. I need you guys to hold me back, because I'm about to buy more. Shop three fresh looks that feature the laid-back elegance of their loungers and sectionals, refined design of solid teak dining sets, and decor highlighted by bold pops of color, a trio of inspiration. It's time to make your outdoor space one that'll be hard to come inside from. Article combines the curation of a boutique furniture store with the comfort and simplicity of shopping online. It's one of my absolute favorite places to shop, and you're going to be so impressed with their quality, you guys. Their team of designers focuses on beautifully crafted pieces, quality material, and durable construction. They are dedicated to a modern aesthetic of a mid-century Scandinavian industrial and bohemian design. And the best part, you guys, is, like I said, obviously, you're going to be so impressed with the quality, and you're going to be shocked by the fair prices. You literally save up to 30% over traditional retail prices because they're able to keep their prices low by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you. So there's no showrooms, there's no salespeople, there's no retail markup. They have fast and affordable shipping available across the USA and Canada, and it's free on orders over $999. All in-stock items are delivered in 2 weeks or less, and they, of course, have a 30-day return policy with simple returns and exchanges. I've had my outdoor furniture from Article, obviously, like I said, from last summer, and I'm not going to lie, like, I'm not the best at, like, taking care of my outdoor furniture, but honestly, like, it's literally perfect. Like, it's going strong. It's so cute. It fit perfectly into our new backyard. And I just honestly want more because we have like a bigger space now. I absolutely love their stuff. It's one of my go-tos. I send people links from them all the time. I literally have used article.com/mood on my own many a time. So you guys, get with it. Article is offering my listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Go to article.com/mood and the discount code will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/mood to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Back to the podcast. We have to talk about Calm now, the other supplement that you guys have, because it's like fucking crazy. it works. And this is coming from someone who literally takes prescription mental health medication.
Oh my God.
And like, this shit calms me down. I'm psychotic.
That is so
like,
good.
What?
Yeah. I mean, thank you. First of all, like, this was really like the best kind of like calm capsules.
Do you need a spokeswoman yesterday or today? Because I'm
free
though.
Are you, the question?
Like, yeah, like for everything going forward. Oh my gosh. So Calm, that's actually like, yeah, I mean, everyone's anxious. And again, we wanted to find a solution for that. And we wanted to create a product which was actually non-drowsy. So what we realized is that calming supplements, whatever was on the market, it made people sleepy. And that's actually not necessary. Like, you can take, you know, calming supplements, like different ingredients, which don't actually put you to sleep. And we wanted to address people who had busier lives, you know, people, for example, for me, I get really anxious before meetings. and I sweat. Like, I actually, like, it's kind of gross. But, you know, I wanted to be able to take something which could help me during meetings, or, you know, moms who had kids and it was, you know, like, just they wanted to feel chill during the day, and people who wanted a restful sleep at night without waking up, without actually feeling like, oh, I need this to actually, like, sleep, like drowsiness. And so it's not like melatonin, which again your body would kind of grow dependent on. It's something that you take when you're feeling like jittery, if you want to get rid of that feeling. So yeah, like, Calm works. I mean, I'm glad you think so too.
Do you think that it's like, because obviously we'll kind of like talk about maybe some of your like favorite ingredients and why you've put them in each, but do you think that it's the Calm ingredients specifically, since obviously anxiety is mental, like, and physical, do you think they're more targeted obviously towards like those physical? Because I think, like, for me, like the stuff you're describing too, I get those physical symptoms, and those are the things during the day which, like, it's really nice to get rid of them, because then you're still, you have mental clarity. It's not like popping a Xanax and like, yeah, the physical and the mental go away, but like, you can't function, you know?
Mm-hmm. Both, honestly. Like, I think that a lot of the times the way that anxiety kind of shows up is in both the physical and mental. And I don't think that we can actually separate the two out. Like, the fact is that if your brain is running at 100 miles an hour, you are jittery and you're feeling like shaky and, you know, you're sweaty, whatever those kind of symptoms are that showed up, show up physically for you.
So that's why we kind of like pick the ingredients to say, okay, what exactly kind of the symptoms are and how can we help the symptoms, whether they're mental or physical? So we have something like passion flower. And that's so good for when your brain's running at 100 miles per hour, or you're like really feeling that jittery feeling in your mind even, or in your body. And that's really known to reduce that feeling significantly. We have ingredients in there for panic. So it's just really looking at those symptoms and then being like, okay, we can actually help those specific symptoms. And then you'll literally feel the effects of it both mentally and physically.
And also, one thing that we wanted to do with our product was actually educate our users as to why we're using every single ingredient. So
my favorite, by the way, yeah. I'm like, it's like the details. I'm like, I need to know and understand what, like, not just because, like I said earlier, what I care about putting in my body. It's more like it helps. You know what I mean? Like, it's that emotional connection to the product.
Yeah, totally. And I think that, you know, nowadays, I feel like when it comes to skincare, and we draw a lot of parallels between the beauty world and the wellness world, because there are so many, and we really think that this is kind of the future even for wellness. As like a consumer of skincare, it's very easy to kind of understand what ingredients are doing what. Like, for example, if a product has vitamin C in it, you know it's like brightening, where, you know, hyaluronic acid is giving you that deep moisture. And we kind of wanted to do that same simplified breakdown for why we're using each ingredient, so that there's never any confusion about, oh, but why are you using this? No, it's all out there. Like, you should know, you should have the power as the consumer to know why we're using every single thing. And if you really want to go out and get one specific ingredient, go and do that. Like we want to teach you.
Oh, literally, like, kind of like mind blown in the way of, like, when you said like vitamin C, the fact that my brain was like, yeah, like brightening, and you were like hyaluronic acid, and I was like hydrating. It's like, we literally have like all of a sudden become just like, as I don't know, like our generation with social media, like skincare experts. And it's like, you're essentially, and it's like, that's great. Like, skincare is amazing. But like, this education is so much more, it's so much more important, because it's genuinely like not out there. And like, as much as like, I love having glowing skin, like, I would feel like I'd probably like live a better life if I just actually felt better. Like, you know, you could be so anxious with a glowing face, but
yeah.
So it's probably more important to know about these ingredients. And so I love that you guys are very transparent about that, because, you know, there was that point where I was even just flipping over bottles and looking at like legitimately the ingredients, and like, your guys's bottles are very, it's simple, you know, it's like, it's very like, it's right in there. And I love being like, do I fully understand yet? Cause also you have to remember, like, the market's like not huge, you know, it's not like I can be like, oh, like there's obviously vitamin C. And like, now we're kind of at this oversaturation point where I'm like, okay, like what kind of vitamin C? And I loved there was something on your guys's website on a blog post about like how there are different types of magnesium and stuff. And that's something for me where like, I know, and I read years ago that like magnesium is like, although you know, there's the common misconception of like, oh, just get it all from your food. And it's like, no, like the way our soil even is,
yeah.
you're not getting, it's depleted of like a lot of those essential nutrients. So like as much as someone's like, oh, you don't need all these supplements, it's like, yo, but like our food is whack. Like
crazy.
You kind of, you need to. And so when you guys said, you know, magnesium is something that we like really, really need. And this is simplified terms. You really, really need it. And it's really not in our food, but you really, really need it. And there's a bunch of different kinds. Even sitting on your website, I was like, I wonder what types of magnesium like I have in my nightstand. Because like that's like getting to the next level, right? It's like, I've known I need magnesium. I know I feel better when I take it. I take it every single night, whether it's in the Calm pill or just like my like little like gummy magnesium gummies. And now I'm like, oh, like, I know the difference between vitamin C's. Probably should know the difference between fucking magnesium I'm putting in my body.
I honestly feel like the wellness industry is, like, just 10 years behind exactly where the beauty industry. And it's the exact same kind of principles, the way you're thinking about your ingredients in the beauty industry. But it's the exact same way. Like, even with our ingredients, if you look at some of the places that we get our specific ingredients from. Okay, so, for example, if you look at. Which part of the plant you're going to get, let's say something like bromelain from, it actually really, really varies. So something, getting something from the root versus getting something from the stem of the plant versus getting something from the leaf of the plant. Like these are all different types of active ingredients. And depending on where you get them from is where you get the highest percentage of those active ingredients. And so you actually want to get different ingredients from different parts of the plant because the root for a certain ingredient is a lot stronger with a lot higher potency as opposed to the stem for another one. And so that's kind of talking, you talking about your different types of vitamin C. It's like, okay, know which part you're getting it from, know if it's organic or not, and then know the percentage of active, you know, ingredients that there are, because that makes a world of difference. Like 10 milligrams from the stem versus 10 milligrams from the root, completely different. They work so one of them is way more effective than the other.
But isn't it so crazy too that like as like two people who have created a product, when you think about like even as a consumer, I'm always like, why are there so many like just as a consumer, I'm like, there's so many, let's say, like, you know, supplements and vitamin C's and all this stuff. I'm like, but it's the for you guys is like, is it the thought process of just like picking? Like, do you think that like maybe like other people are just cutting corners in a sense of like spending budget or like so? Because like obviously like you guys were able to go out and seek this knowledge. So when you're making these decisions and formulating these products, like in my mind, like, you know, I just got another like beauty primer sent in the mail. And I'm like, where, like, is it just like the thought process behind like creating supplements and products and stuff where it's like, oh, let's just not cut the corner here and like dive deeper. And like, that's what we're putting in our product. Does that make sense?
Yeah, honestly, it really is, because some of these ingredients are really tough to get. Like we are sourcing some of them from coming from Europe, and then others are being sourced from the States, and others are being sourced from Canada. To get like organic high quality ingredients, the supply chain is not as simplified as it is for other industries. So to source these different things, it first of all, it can take up to a year to formulate a product, to try it out and test it. And then to do it at scale, it's like, okay, I got to go now talk to a supplier in Europe who can, you know, supply my slippery elm for me, because it is so much harder to get this anywhere in the United States, which is the way I want it to be. And also, it's going to cost me now way more because of shipping costs. And also, this little farm somewhere in, you know, France is just going to have to produce 10x because you're producing as much organic slippery elm, as an example. And so it's just to be able to do that, we said, okay, you know, we really have to stick to this. It's just part of our core values. If we want to be transparent, we want things to work. And this is the only way to make it work. And like, yes, it's going to be a little bit more expensive, but that's why you feel the way you feel, because this is the effort we put into making sure that everything is actually what it does what we're going to say it's going to do.
Yeah. And the other thing is that, you know, we have a doctor on our team who formulates our product. Mm. And that was actually really important to us because, you know, when you speak to naturopathic doctors or anyone who's like a professional in the wellness industry, they have this thing where they will laugh off kind of cutesy supplements that are on the market because, and I remember we were doing this analysis, our doctors would just go through things being like, too many ingredients, not potent enough, what the hell is this? You know, just laugh it off. And so we really wanted to create that professional grade supplement, which could actually be, not prescribed, but like recommended by naturopathic doctors, because they don't, I mean, it's not prescription, it's not in the same way, but recommended to clients, having the same kind of level of trust that they have in professional grade brands. And so, yeah, we didn't cut any corners. We actually couldn't cut any corners because we have a doctor on our team and there's just no cutting corners with her. She would be like, no.
Our doctor was like, okay, what are we creating here? Are we creating a brand that actually works? Or are you here to make something really pretty? Because if you're here making something pretty, I'm really here to work
with
you.
Yeah, she's like, I just don't want to work with you guys. And we're like, no, no, that's exactly what we want to do. We want to make something that works, but is also pretty.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right? It's like, it's essentially like, don't let the pretty packaging fool you, because clearly, like you guys just said, like, it works. And so did you guys have like ingredients in mind? And then when you like kind of collaborated with the doctor, they changed? Or like, did, like, what was kind of that process of the collaboration of the actual product ingredient list like?
Oh my God, it's so interesting, actually, because when we're coming up with ingredients, like, of course, like, you know, Sip's been doing a lot of research, we have certain ingredients in mind. But then the crazy thing is that our doctor, specifically Natalie, she's been dealing with eating disorders and just like digestive problems for almost a decade now. She's an expert in this field. And so she was like, here are all the reasons why bloat can happen. And here is what you need to solve each specific one. So we would actually go and look into the digestive system and say, okay, bloat is caused by either a lack of digestive enzymes to break down the food, or it's caused by your food not going down your intestines quick enough because of slow transit times, or is building up gas. So there's like really specific issues that can cause bloat. Then we said, okay, this ingredient will solve this. This ingredient will solve this. If you look at our ingredient list, it says this is for faster transit time. This is for gas. This is for whatever that might be. And so we specify what ingredient it's for. And the next thing is you need the right dosage to be able to actually solve these issues, which is why we said, okay, here's the top issues why bloat is caused. And we don't want, you know, 15 ingredients in there. You only want 5 or 6 solid ingredients targeting every specific issue that can cause something like bloat. And then dose it up with the right amount and then get the right part of the plant. So it's super effective. And now when you take those 2 or 3 capsules, now it's really, really going to work. And so...
Yeah. And also the other thing I want to add is like during that collaboration process, something really funny that happened was, you know, we'd come up with like, okay, like this is actually our ingredient list. Like say there's 5 or 6 in there. And then we go to the manufacturer and they're like, actually the weight of this ingredient is just too much. And then it's like going back to the books and figuring out like just like as good an alternative to this ingredient, which weighs a little less. So actually, you know, formulating a supplement, it's not a joke, especially if you want it to have that like high quality, kind of high impact feel. It took us like over a year to perfect our current formulations and, you know, like before we went to market with it. And we focus grouped it with tons of people figuring out how it works and, you know, what the overall consensus was. And it's the same thing with all of our formulas going forward. Like, it's a lot of focus grouping. It's a lot of iterations and kind of landing on the right one.
I mean, I like literally when you were like, oh, we have to go back and like change the weight or like whatever, I was just like, that would set me over the edge. I'd be like, I need my slippery elm and I need it now, manufacturer. Like, you know what I mean? But then I don't know why I'm like having a current obsession with slippery elm in my head. It's been like going on for 5 minutes because I'm like, I need to know, like, were you just like kind of like dosing up slippery elm before you made the bloat? Like, you know what I mean? Like, or like, did you learn that along the way? Like, it's the slippery elm for me. Like, and I see it like on the, like the bottle and I'm like, what is like, I obviously know about it now cause I take the pill, but I was like, slippery elm, like.
Lauren, I wish you could see this, but like, this is our life for now. Like we're sitting here just like
trying my things
out. And like each one is a different ingredient. We're sitting here shooting up different supplements to be like, okay, it's the slippery elm for me or it's the bromelain for me. Like, what is it for me? What is it? Oh my God.
I mean, not a bad life having to try all these like great ingredients. So does that mean that you guys are actually working on some new stuff? Like, are you guys going to be like releasing more supplements? I mean, I'm sure. I mean, you're business people, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like excited.
Yeah, we definitely are. We've been focus grouping 2 different kinds of supplements. And like, that's why you're seeing like when we're showing you bottles, like version 1, 2, 3. So like, you know, we'll like go and like kind of test it out. Yeah, we're definitely releasing new formulas. Again, you know, we really wanted to be particular. We have this ethos with our products that like you have to feel the impact. We're not here. We're not like fucking around, you know, we actually want you to feel it. And so, you know, when it comes to releasing a new formula, we need to make sure that, okay, how long is it taking people to feel the impact of this one? Mm. Like what other variables are there when it comes to them trying this? So yeah, we're releasing new formulas. And we really want to make sure that it's perfect.
I mean, I feel like you guys over the pandemic were like selling out of like the Diblo and the Calm like so much. I'm sure it was probably a crazy 2020 for you guys.
It was a wild. It's honestly like the whole business experience of building out this brand has been such a crazy one. The number of times that I don't know, sometimes Canada Post wouldn't deliver to somewhere because of the pandemic and like their trucks are broken down. So literally I'm driving my motorcycle around the city, delivering to people like in person, to the point where we went so extreme with it, people thought we were breaking to their homes because they were like, why? Like, sorry, who are you? Yeah. Why are you here? Like, what are you doing in my house? I'm like, remember. No, I'm the founder. Like, what? Why are you, like, this? Why are you here?
So no, the best one, Lauren, was I remember it was like 9 p.m. at night one day, and Mish was like, I'm going to make this, you know, delivered on my motorcycle. I don't like the post office is just taking way too long. She's getting this. And so he shows up to this lady's apartment at 9 p.m. and she like peeks in through that, you know, the thing, like the chain. She's like, who are you? And Mish is like, I'm here with your array package.
Okay, that's like literally next level hustle, customer service, like dedication. Like if you have a small business out there and you're not willing to like hop on your motorcycle at 9 p.m. to get someone their D-blow pills, like, I don't know, maybe you need to reconsider what you're doing. Yeah, I mean, but as long as people like aren't scared for their lives, like clearly you've spooked some people out, but hopefully, you know, the products work so well, they place another order. They're like, okay, I placed another order. Is he going to show up at my house again? Like,
honestly, I think at the end of the day, people were like, honestly, people were shocked because they couldn't believe that like the founders are out there doing like hand deliveries when it's necessary. And we have a thing where it's like one of the, I guess, like core tenets we have had of our business was do things that don't scale. And like Nish comes from tech. So that's like something that they do often in tech. But for us, it was like, okay, what can we do to ensure that our customers know that they're literally the most special people in the whole universe? Like hand deliver, take customer service calls ourselves. Those came to Nisha's cell phone up until maybe 3 months ago.
Oh my God. Like literally
3 months ago?
You don't understand. I'd be walking around and everywhere I'd walk, I would just be answering the call. Hi, Nisha Murray. How can I help you?
Literally.
To the point where even my friends would call, and then if I didn't have the number saved, like I'm talking to some of my best friends, they're like, Nish, this is me. Why on earth are you talking to me like this? And second of all, why don't you have my number saved? I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. This is my life right now. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, I haven't had time to save a contact in a while. Like, no, I mean, that's incredible. I remember like one of the first packages I got from you guys, it was like one of those like little Polaroids that you would get from like a PR package. And like, I just ordered it. Like, it wasn't like a PR thing or whatever. No. And like, it's always like those like little things in a business that are just like really special and unique, and combining that with like the real genuine want to not just fill a gap because you see an opportunity, but you actually want to, you know, have a solution for a problem that like a lot of people don't even think there is a solution for. I think that, you know, you guys are in that space where it's not like really kind of spoken about, of like these things being all correlated. And especially, you know, it's like the, like you said, like mental and physical health, like they're always gonna go hand in hand. Like it's not like doing one or the other. And so for me, I'm just like, oh my God, finally, like a chic solution that works. Like, are you kidding me? I mean, I'm obsessed. Like, you guys have literally been mood boosters for me throughout the whole year. And as someone that has anxiety, having this like little pill that's called Calm, I'm like, yes. And then I can eat pizza and I have deep bloat and I'm like, yes. And so I'm just like, I've loved watching your guys's journey. And I love that you guys were able to come on the podcast and share your wealth of knowledge. And honestly, like now I'm just kind of going to be like twiddling like my thumbs and my fingers until like you guys drop another supplement. Like, let's go, baby. Like, well, I want you guys to make all, can you guys just do like an actual like personalized supplement kit for me? Like, I want that little travel suitcase that you had, you know.
We'll actually focus group you for our current I'll email you right after, like, you'll get, you know, a little sneak peek into the new formulations.
Once you're in a focus group, you're taking like 3 or 4 different things, and I swear to God, I feel like, you know, the what do you call the movie?
Limitless.
And I absolutely feel like him from Limitless, because we're taking so many things. I'm excited for you. You're going to be on a different level.
But, you know, I didn't know that I was going to become a scientist today, but here we are. I'm going to be in a focus group. Sorry, guys. It's really exclusive. I'll actually be switching careers now. I'm in a focus group and I'm going to work my way up to scientist. So sorry.
Love it.
You guys are seriously amazing. I mean, where can everyone follow along and expect from you guys? And just like, if we haven't done it enough already, like, sell yourselves to the people, you know?
So you can shop our products at array.com. Our Instagram is at array.co. I am at Sif Hyder on Instagram as well. And
I'm Plenty of Niche.
Great Instagram.
That's a good
handles,
name.
Guys.
I've never seen that. It's so bad.
That was good. That was good. I mean, between the motorcycle and that, you guys are the dream team. I love it. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on Mood. I'm sure everyone has literally already placed an order by this time of the podcast. I know I would have, like, just, I'm a psychopath, but that's fine. I assume my listeners are too at this point, but thank you guys so much. It was so great talking to you, and we'll have you back on when there's the next supplement.
Thank you, Lauren. This was so fun.
Love your energy, Lauren. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. Don't forget to give it 5 stars anywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts. Share it on social. I love reposting your guys' stories, listening to Mood on our Instagram at Mood with Lauren Elizabeth, at Lauren Elizabeth. And I will talk to you guys next Wednesday. Bye.